Discourse 25, September 26, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou great star of light and love, we are filled with great rejoicing that thou dost again, after so long a time, project thy penetrating rays of light upon the earth. Through thy mighty quality and power will the mighty light of the Christ, the mighty I Am Presence, find entrance into the hearts of humanity, holding thy anchorage there, so that thou mayest hold and sustain the attention until the fullness of the Christ finds dominion in the hearts of the children of earth. We give praise with great rejoicing that the mighty Creator of all things, and thou have seen fit to shed thy added radiance to the children of earth once again. I bring you greetings from new friends. I bring you greetings and hope from the new radiance. I bring you love and greetings from the great host of light always. The Discourse. One of the first things that all students should fix firmly in their consciousness is the truth that they cannot divest their thought, feeling, and spoken word of their creative quality and power. This firmly held before the consciousness of individuals will do much and will explain why it is so important that they control their thought, feeling, and spoken word. Mankind through the centuries has made the great mistake of focusing the attention upon the human accumulation instead of the principle of life within the individual, the mighty I Am Presence, which one really is. Even from outer observation, all who stop to think seriously must know that this principle of life, which we see everywhere manifest, is eternal and is the activity of God, the Creator of all things visible and invisible. Therefore, that principle of life within us is one in quality and power with the Creator of the universe. Again, may I remind you that you have for your conscious use all the qualities, power, and activity of the mighty I Am Presence, the Godhead. Then never again forget your limitless possibilities. God, the mighty I Am Presence, thought which you see into form. That same mighty inherent quality is in your thought today. It is your privilege to use this inherent quality in creating mighty perfection in your individual world. In this mighty creative presence and principle is that eternal omnipresent opulence. By opulence, I mean money, love, light, the eternal power of activity, the peace and harmony of the same quality and fullness that are in the mighty I Am Presence, or heart of the great and mighty silence, the great central sun. With your mighty power of free will, there is not in the universe as authority for what you shall think, feel, or say, or not to prevent you thinking, feeling, and saying, but yourself. Then awake, O students of light, into the use, the conscious use, of this mighty power naturally inherent within you. There is a great mistake that mankind has long made, and in bringing it to your attention, I wish to indelibly impress it upon your consciousness. It is this. Through observation, the outer consciousness of mankind has observed things, creation, from the standpoint of growth, when to the students of light it should be looked upon from the standpoint of expansion. Correct understanding will wipe out of the consciousness this inhibition or idea of growth. Growth to the outer sense requires a short or long period of time according to one's comprehension or attitude toward it. The idea of expansion will enable the individual consciousness to feel its liberty and freedom more quickly now. It is our privilege to express and use the completed, perfected form of the object, article, or substance which we wish to use. This consciousness of expansion comes about through the recognition of the expansion of the mighty I Am Presence, the all-powerful principle of life, which animates, governs, and directs the outer form. It is time now that individuals erase from their consciousness the idea of growth, which signifies more or less time, and enter into their God-given freedom through expansion. Then live, move, and be that fullness and freedom in and of all things, which is everyone's birthright. I will make a personal effort with whoever contacts this instruction to assist all to erase from their consciousness the idea of time and growth, and to enter into the expansion of that great God Self, the mighty I Am Presence, wherein all they require or wish to bring into expression and use is already within their worlds, awaiting their ability to open the door and call it forth. Everyone whom this instruction reaches will have the ability to do this with the assistance which will be given. We must come to the point where the outer and the inner are one, and the recognition of this expansion of the God Self, the mighty I Am Presence, is that oneness, or rather the true oneness will come through this recognition. There are a few individuals who have recognized in a small way that they now live and move in their own perfected worlds. The idea or consciousness that there seems to have been a past, that there is a present, and possibly a future, has led the outer activity of the mind deep into the consciousness of growth. The realization of the expansion of the mighty I Am Presence in the individual will enable all who understand this to enter in and use this perfect kingdom with enormously greater speed and certainty. The students will be able to enter more fully into its great use. Beloved students, try to realize with great intensity that this energy which you are using every day, even to lift your hand, has inherent within it the mighty intelligence, power, and activity of God, the mighty I Am Presence. Not having been aware of this tremendous truth, you have unknowingly requalified and charged it with all kinds of limitation. Another of the great mistakes that individuals make is in taking entirely too seriously the outer appearance, and by that seriousness, giving it certain power. For instance, a seeming accident happens, and the great crowd of minds says, "Oh, that is awful," when it may be the best thing on earth for the individual and all connected with him. The ideal of control would be for one to take the attitude of always living in the poised restraint of the emotions. To the one who will do this, it will be a tremendous blessing. The Love Star. Today, for the first time in 2,000 years, the Love Star, created and sent forth to this system of worlds by the intelligence of the great central sun, has begun to shed the rays of its radiance upon the earth, and today the first rays have touched the earth. This radiance was present at the birth of Jesus and during his ministry, and withdrew at his ascension. It has again appeared, and will remain for more than 1,000 years. I assure you, this is an activity the astronomers will not detect with their physical instruments, nor will there be any astrological records of it whatsoever. But it is nonetheless tangible in spite of that. Before, when this star appeared, it held principally or dominant in its outpouring the element of love. This time its radiance holds in perfect balance love, wisdom, and power. And this is a part of the explanation of why we have said repeatedly that the Christ power will almost seem to intrude itself, but only because of the quickening activity that has entered and will enter into the individual's consciousness. This is why those who misuse the great energy and privilege they possess will find a tremendously quick reaction. This will become so noticeable that even the newspapers will speak of it, let alone the individual's recognition of it. This which I am voicing to you today is broadcast o'er the land by our secret radio of the Middle Way. Why do I say the Middle Way? Because it holds in firm grasp the balance of the outer and inner activities. All who grasp and make sincere effort to utilize this will find amazing experiences awaiting them, not for the gratification of any curiosity, but for great rejoicing that they at last recognize the use of their supreme heritage. Those who can recognize that which has been stated relating to the Love Star, and who meditate on its mighty presence, will find themselves at times as though held in the embrace of a great individualized being. This will bring such a consciousness and sustaining uplift that many times they will scarcely feel their feet touching the ground. Do not misunderstand this statement. This will not make them less equal to cope with problems of experience, but rather the opposite. For this added sustaining power will often be of great astonishment to them. This is but a small illustration of how tremendously the power from the Love Star can be used to solve all things and make that solving permanent. Furthermore, when the conscious power of divine love is used to counteract and consume that which is unlike itself, it is the mighty presence and power of God acting. Mrs. Ballard, I saw the rays from a star focused upon me while resting. What was the outpouring? Saint Germain, it was a mighty reality and no mistake, because of the incoming of this love star. For you had been holding fast to the activity of divine love. Mrs. Ballard, why did I receive such a strong current and outpouring of light when I was calling for divine love as the healing action, and also when I used the phrase Venus, the love planet? Saint Germain, because you had been holding your attention upon the high power of Venus, or the Great One who has charge of Venus. He already knew of this and was cognizant of the love star. For more than 50 years the planets above the earth have been conscious of the love star, because Venus is the conscious assistance of the power of divine love to the earth. This directing activity will affect many, many things. It will cause a dissolving of the discordant elements on this earth, and in no way will it intensify the disturbing reactions. There are those who pray, beg, and plead with God, when all about them is all His opulence to pour forth into their midst. They do not receive it because they, in their ignorance, do not know that it requires conscious preparation. Those who do not consciously prepare themselves will only receive a fragmentary part of that which those receive who have made the preparation. Mrs. Ballard, what is the color of the outpouring from the Love Star? Saint Germain, the activity of its light is almost like the play of a searchlight, on the lens of which you place various colors. Its own individual color is liquid or molten gold, but the controlled intelligence is constantly qualifying it according to the demand in the various localities. This is the first time its activity has ever played over all the earth, 2,000 years ago, its outpouring only included Judea, of which Bethlehem was the central focus. Mrs. Ballard, will this star pour out a still greater power at Christmas? Saint Germain, yes, because the consciousness of mankind is raised at Christmas, and this, through long activity, has caused humanity to feel peace and a radiance pouring through them at this time of the year. So it is a tremendous opportunity to utilize any additional force that is at hand. Mrs. Ballard, was this the star that led the three wise men? Saint Germain, no. The star visible to the wise men was a radiance from the divine self of Jesus, which at the moment of the ascension caught up the outer form in its eternal embrace. Mrs. Ballard, was Jesus' manifestation to this earth only a small part of his work? Saint Germain, I think it well to give a much-needed explanation which your question brings out. According to the intensity of the individualization of every great master presence, does that one draw from the great fountainhead all the power, authority, wisdom, love, and activity that is required at a given point of action? The question might readily be asked, why did the star appear to the wise men so-called? Because in a previous dispensation they had been associate messengers of the light, and their recognition was indispensable to the work that was to be done. You will notice that there were three wise men, and Jesus made four, which was the cosmic squaring of the circle for that dispensation to the earth. This enabled that activity to take place without interruption. There are those questioning minds that will say, if God is all and omnipresent, why are there these manifestations mentioned of added assistance? Because of all the fears, doubts, and unbeliefs of the outer shell built up by humanity. Thus, they would have greatly delayed the cosmic progress intended by the use of their own free will. This cosmic progress must and does at all times come through on cosmic schedule. An individual in his upward progress, without the assistance of an ascended master, may poke along indefinitely, not knowing that he may reach up and through his mighty I Am presence contact those great ascended masters who have won the eternal victory over the earth and its activity. One of the great privileges and provinces of the ascended host is to aid those who discover their presence, and the great masses of humanity who do not. But those who do not have the certain knowledge of their presence can only receive a fractional part of that which comes to those who do have certain conscious knowledge of their existence and assistance to the earth. Again, let me call the attention of the students to the truth that in looking to an ascended master for assistance, it is exactly the same as looking to your own mighty I Am presence, except that those who have passed this way and attained full victory and mastery have the conscious knowledge of that victory with which to assist the one not yet ascended. The following is a point very little understood, which so often creates fear on the part of the student concerning the masters of light. The masters at no time intrude themselves in any way upon the individual, but do respond in a wonderful manner when the attention of the student is focused upon them. Their entire work with every individual, be he a conscious student or not, is to help him feel a much quicker and more personal contact with his own mighty I Am presence, his divine master. When a student is fortunate enough to have conscious knowledge of the ascended masters of light and wisdom, and works with them in conscious cooperation, it enables him or her to easily accomplish in one, two, or three embodiments what might otherwise take 12 or more to attain. then is it not worth all the conscious effort and determination it takes to hold fast to these great ones and their teaching, to keep from poking along and waiting for the great cosmic activity to prod you along and propel you forward to the place where you should be? There has been a great lull in the activity of occult students in the last 40 years, because many in the outer groups and some on the inner did not receive the visible manifestation and expression they desired. The principal reason is because, as stated in Unveiled Mysteries, many activities of the old order of the occult world are being transcended, and that which is transcended becomes obsolete. This may be a shock and cause a roar on the part of some occult students, so it is up to me to catch the roar and consume it, but that does not alter the truth. The dispensation or cycle which required the secrecy of occultism is closing, and we no longer need that activity. There was so much fear within the old activity, and the progress of the age was such that it required the closest secrecy concerning certain phases of the law. And even then, there were those who would turn and misuse them. In the use of the rays of light, you have the power to reveal without the danger of misuse, because that which the light and the figure of the Christ show anyone is for the blessing and service of light and love. The light reveals only that for which the individual is ready, and any other idea concerning it is but the imagination of the outer activity of the mind, and is not the truth from the mighty I Am Presence. The light only recognizes perfection, and cares nothing about the outer foolish activity. As the students hold themselves more and more in the activity of the mighty I Am Presence, they must express more and more of its perfection. I would add that you consciously place within the radiance of this great love star every discordant thing in your consciousness and world. Be conscious that every discordant activity, individual and otherwise, is caught within the embrace of this mighty radiance, until every discordant activity is erased and consumed. Every time the thought of such activity comes to your mind, know that it is consumed and that you do not have to repeat it. Give your attention and adoration to the secret love star and the ascended masters, for you cannot help but get a response always. Often the feeling of a band or something tight around the forehead is a cap of crystal golden light. It is placed upon the head of an individual to hold steady a certain activity of the radiance from that one's own mighty I Am Presence. At a certain point in everyone's expansion of the light, this is always done. Benediction. Mighty I Am Presence, Creator and Precipitator of all manifestation, we give praise and thanks that thy mighty invincible law is now in full and complete operation in the consciousness of these thy messengers, and that all feel the full import of this. Hold each in thy mighty embrace until he or she experiences the full conscious use of thy love, wisdom, and power.